Adam, you've finally gotten around to watching a version of Pride and Prejudice. Which one was it?
Yeah, Pride and Prejudice with zombies. Everyone was saying it was awful, but it had zombies, so I had to watch it.
Of course you did.
Yes, and it wasn't awful, because it's got this really neat story I've never seen before, with this romance and this Elizabeth Bennet person. Lizzie, that's right. And I didn't like Lord Darcy much.
Darcy's rude anyway.
Could this not basically be Pride and Prejudice?
Yeah, but the zombies add something to it. I did like the zombies. It had more action.
So I'm assuming it's set in the regular Pride and Prejudice time. It just happens to have zombies.
Yes, it's just zombies that appeared. And so they've got big fortresses and around the estates.
Right.
And the Bennet family are somewhat, you know, they're not as well off as the others. Partly because they'd all trained in Shaolin techniques, whereas it was a trend at the time to go to Japan.
Okay, so they send their children to be trained.
Yes.
Females as well.
Well, yes, but most of the girls, they learn, but they're not. I mean, it's nice watching the Bennet sisters getting ready to go out to a ball while they're strapping knives to every part of their body.
Well, this is the whole thing about Pride and Prejudice. You know, he only had girls. That was a big problem in the entire film for different reasons, so clearly.
Well, they were well-trained girls. They were very capable in a fight. And that's what caught Lord Darcy's eye, or Captain Darcy's eye, when they had the zombies attack and the girls just in this neat little V formation just marched through the zombies with Lizzie at the front. It was very, very impressive. And he was just standing back watching because obviously he wasn't needed. They were more than capable of looking after themselves.
Okay, so rather than there being a ball and Darcy meeting Elizabeth in the ball and then being disfavored.
There was a ball and Lord Darcy was very rude to her and she decides you didn't like him.
Yep.
And then the zombies attack and then Lord Darcy sort of realises that maybe they're not as bad as they seem.
Okay.
Well, but it was that scary bit. Apparently one of the other sisters went off and got sick.
Right.
And we thought she might have caught zombieitis or whatever.
There is one who runs off in bad circumstances.
No. She runs off with a zombie. That's later on.
Oh, Kitty runs off with a zombie.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. No, that was earlier because I can't remember which one.
Can I just clarify this? You're telling me that the zombie seemed a more appropriate match than any of the options available to
you? Well, the other option was this priest guy. And he wasn't very nice.
No. But the priest is after Lizzie in the traditional story.
I couldn't see
story.
That work. No.
Well, it didn't work, clearly.
And he couldn't find it all.
No, but, you know, Kitty ran off with an officer in the original.
Yes, that's right. It's an officer, but he's also a zombie in disguise as an officer.
Okay, that makes more sense. I can see that.
I was just wondering if a Shaolin priest would be appropriate.
That would have worked, yes. Yes, but there was this. You know the story better than I do, obviously. So there's this moment where one of the sisters, the second oldest or something, has to travel off to meet this very rich guy nearby at his estate, and she travels through the rain or something, and then she gets there and she's sick.
Yes, Jane. Yeah. Jane is the oldest. Jane is the oldest.
What actually happens is she travels off to visit Bingley, and then it gets attacked by zombies. So you have this very worrying moment when, you know, maybe she's a zombie now or maybe not. And so Darcy's ready to kill her. And they're standing there with her.
That would solve the problem of inappropriate marriage.
And then, of course.
I don't know. I mean, these marriages would be forever because even death wouldn't stop them.
Well, I mean, if you are a human marrying a zombie, that could go very badly, obviously, I would imagine.
Okay, but if it's two humans marrying one who turns into a zombie, does that automatically nullify the marriage or do they continue?
I think so, because you'd have to kill the zombie.
Well, you'd be until that would be after death.
Might have been until death does part, but maybe not.
Well, it is death, so I think that sort of nulls your marriage.
I think so. Now, you were talking about Lady Catherine de Bourgh.
Yes, she was good. She was the great. She's got an eye patch over one eye, and she's the greatest zombie killer in the whole country that leads all of them, and everyone's in awe of her great zombie killing mastery. And so when they turn up to visit her, it's quite interesting. She doesn't like this whole thing about the relationship between Lizzie and Darcy.
Yeah, but that's because she's a bitch.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't agree with Lady Catherine being a good character in any way.
She was a great character.